To Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing out there? Today is Monday, and pulling up the date here, the 18th October of 2010. So let's do a emotional clearing for everybody, and then we'll talk about what might be in the news out there. So here we go. And we do want call-ins today, so please call in, everybody. And here we go. So emotional clearing. If you had any situations the last, last week, we'll just clear them. Here we go. So you can think of one of those, and I'm going to do five clearings. So think of maybe five situations that's, what you're dealing with or had things happen to you with. Just think of each one, but we're doing one at a time. So a lot of people take notes in this program with a pencil paper or pen and paper. So I want you to write down five situations. And I'll just talk for about a minute or two here so you can do that. Having some crazy energies right now coming in around us. Just people are kind of looking strange. I'll just, on my lectures that I had, I talked about clone bodies at the expo here in New York, and I had to take my light chamber down, last night. It takes quite a while to do, and so we got out late and, crashed and got up early again to move it. So I went to a little, small little restaurant just to kick back, had something after doing that. I look outside, and what do I see? I see this picture, like on a little billboard here in New York, and they have these, if you're not familiar with it, they're probably about, I'll say, 4 foot by 6 foot high, maybe 4 foot wide, something like that, 3.5 foot wide. And it's normally around the bus stands. And the top has little letters that says, you are, bought. Yeah, you are bought or robe. And, or something like that, but it meant, robot. Oh, roll or bot. And it was real strange. It was some kind of alcohol commercial, and they show a picture of a robot. And I go, hello? So my last lecture, that was Sunday, we had probably, I'd say, 120 people in the room. And I was doing samples of the robotic clearing, working with, hands and fingers and arms and neck. And clearing these energies away from people. This is a brand new clearing on the website, robotic mechanical clearing. And everybody was completely shocked and amazed because, I'll say 80% of the people. So you got to remember that if you get 80% of the people nodding their head and smiling, so they feel better. And most people have the implants, and, I might get 10% a lot of times. But this is like 80% of the people in the room got it, that they were robotically controlled. And the pains went away. The lady sitting next to me up in the front, she had arm pain, neck pain, gone completely. And other things were happening. So very, very interesting. So this show is going to be an interesting show anyway, too. So let's do emotional clearing here. So take one of your items, number one, I guess, unless you use A, B, C, D, E, and maybe if I yes. So here we go. So the first one, I'm going to clear it, count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And second one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Third one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Fourth one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And fifth one, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that should help you. What I've been experiencing most recently here is what I will call is the timelines crashing, okay? So I'll describe this to people. Just see if you have experienced this in the last maybe week. It's very strong right now. Remember, I mentioned before in previous shows that the aliens control a timeline. So if you have 100 timelines, parallel lifetimes, this is what I mean. So I'll just think of a parallel lifetime as a timeline. Okay, and one of those is where we are when we're completely here. And each alien race or a alien race or a group of aliens, any race, will control a timeline. And normally it works very synchronistic as they abduct you and bring you back down. You normally are in the right location, and there's no interference. And then another one could abduct you and do the same thing, and your life is like it was, you know, like your whole lifetime has been, you know, made this way. So you look back in the past, you know, this is just the way it is, but you don't really realize that you are not here. Well, now what's happening is the timelines are crashing. The light ship last week has been taking out the aliens that are controlling our timelines. So what does this mean to you, or how is it affecting you? Some people are feeling very strange, very disconnected, losing track of things, thinking they have put items in a certain location. They go back to it, and it's not there, and then all of a sudden it reappears again. People can become very, very angry, switching personalities from one to the next within 5 minutes, not knowing how and why. They don't even know what's going on. They have no clue. People around them think that, gee, this person's possessed or something. So this could be what you're experiencing. And these timelines now have typically no consistency on order. So we'll just talk about this briefly here. What happens is that, like in an airport, you have a master control tower, and we're all, you know, familiar with that, and they watch the planes, and they get them to land properly. Well, that control tower, somehow whoever's in control of that is losing consciousness, we'll say, or just being taken out, no longer there, something like that. And now the alien races don't know when to land you, okay, and where to land you. So all of a sudden, they had a program running with you, and as you come down and hit the ground here, you know, the clones that they brought in place of you or that are there around you, all of a sudden get switched in and out, back and forth, and you're going from left to right, you know, up and down and going, you know, different types of circles, different directions, and it's like being in a boat, you know, on a storm, rocking back and forth, up and down. And you're hitting the sides, you know, in this little boat, not knowing, getting bruised, not knowing what the heck's happening. And you can probably see it more in people around you. If it's happening to you and you go, gee, this person was very nice to me yesterday, and now they're, yelling at me, screaming at me, and or inventing situations, it's because their timeline is being all mixed up. They're bringing back the past timelines. They have future timelines now, so the whole timeline situations, connections to the aliens, these things are crashing. And so this could be very interesting for everybody. So this is where you are. You might have health problems probably, you know, as the aliens are trying to release you from their control. Maybe they want to get the heck out of Dodge because they saw their bodies being terminated by the light ship. And maybe they have something attached to you, an implant, and they don't care any longer. And maybe the implant in you that controlled something, maybe like high blood pressure or maybe staying alert or having a routine is now taken away from you. So there's a lot happening. So what I'd say, you know, this may sound very sci-fi. This last week here has been very sci-fi with the light ship doing its work with the Earth Spirit. Remember, the light ship will not do anything unless it's requested to. You all know that about the healings. The Earth Spirit is at the point now to where it wants help. And it's battling the aliens, getting them out of here, and it's using the light ship to do that. And there is no, I can say that there is absolutely no Galactic Federation ships working on this. They would have casualties. It's hard enough to deal with what I see going on without having to pick up, destroyed, wounded, say aliens out there who may not have the proper alien technology to deal with specialized laser, warfare weapons. So just know that the light ship is completely in control and they will not allow anybody to come forth. So if you're feeling like maybe you're kind of involved with this a little bit, it could be possible. You might be feeling the energies, but you should not be involved any way at all with the battles that's happening right now. And they're very strong. There was sightings over Manhattan here last Wednesday with a lot of UFOs. That's some of the things being taken out, too. On the Monday show that I was on, my conference call, which would be 5:30 California time. Here in New York, it was 8:30. We had, like, out of nowhere, a thunderstorm with hail, and that was one of the UFOs crashing. And that's kind of how they appear. So we would like call-ins just to see if you feel like your life is kind of being turned upside down. If it's not, it's good for you. That would be wonderful. But for what I've seen with people, they just don't kind of know what's happening. And their security blanket is no longer there because the programs are not running, you know, systematically and in sync with each other. So that's where I am here. There's a lot of stuff happening. We'll see if our co-host is on, Annika. So, Annika, are you out there in cyberspace somewhere?
I am, Ron. It's great to be here and welcome everyone on the fast chat that I see that I've gotten on there so far. And I wanted to remind you of the call-in number. We are on Station 1 on BBS Radio. The toll-free number is 888-815-9756. So if you listen to us live today, Monday, the 18th of October, please call in. And if you don't get through for some reason on that line, there are a few other lines, and you can go to bbsradio.com to Station 1, and you will see three other lines listed there. Also, if you haven't listened to this show before, you can write any questions or suggestions. Just go below, and you will see Message Host with BBS Fast Chat, and that's how I get to see what you are asking. And basically what Ron was mentioning is what's going on right now, and Ron has just had a very busy weekend in New York, and you've done a lot of wonderful healings there, and also you have a few more dates coming up, so I wanted to mention them. And you will have, you will be at the TRS Center October 19th, 21st, and 22nd at 6:30 p.m. till 9:30 p.m. Do you want to talk about that, Ron?
Yeah, the workshop will be interactive, like all of my workshops. Even my lectures are that way, but this will be a wonderful three-hour workshop talking about what's happening now. And there's a lot happening now, so, and it's nice to have the interaction of people, and we get a lot of interesting questions. So if you happen to be around in New York, we'll be there. So please just check it out. Everybody in New York knows where the TRS Center is. It's a very popular location for metaphysical experiences and things. And anyway, but yeah, do come to it. It'd be very nice. And let's see what's
Well, what I see here was what you mentioned a little bit before, Ron, from Peace was mentioning a lot of tension headaches and high blood pressure that is out of control, even with medication. And you mentioned a little bit about how we can be experiencing, you know, some physical complications or something right now. So maybe you want to help Peace with a sample or something. Or
go. So let's do a clear in here. And also looks like someone got a information about saw UFOs in Houston. So they are being spotted. And here we go here. Okay, so just think of your physical condition now. Put some energy in there because more than likely it's attached to the timelines, okay? And we're going to release that now from you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Let's release those energies from you if you need some healing. And let's get everybody into the present moment here. Remember, these things can, in a sense, take people over sometimes in consciousness, the alien life forms. And we'll be putting up the clarion for Parallel Lifetimes maybe within a week here, I think. So here we go. Get you into the present moment. So pinch yourself lightly if you wish. And bring you back here so that at least you're on a stable timeline. And here we go. So I'll count to 10. Bring up the light beam to help you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and I would recommend doing the Be Here Now clearing quite often now. 1, 2, and that's a free clearing. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, see how you're doing, everybody. That should put you more here right now in this present moment. And we're going to take away some of the energy cordings from some of these timelines. Remember, the timelines have a program in us. So, as the aliens control the timelines, they control your program. When the aliens are released, and these clone bodies disconnect from you, you could still possibly have an interface around you. So we're going to take that away now. This is the programs of some of these timelines that we've been dealing with. So again, I'll just use the word stronger. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Then we'll do the mind-to-heart drop to center everybody in their heart center. So we always count from 10 to 1 backwards, and people like to feel the energy. If I stop in the middle, you naturally feel your awakening thoughts maybe stopping at your throat, but I won't do that this time. But if you want to do it yourself as a little experiment for yourself to see what's really happening, you're going to feel your thoughts getting like maybe stuck in your throat. So here we go, dropping down. This you should be doing daily, all the time. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, So let's see if we can get some callers to call in just to have them explain maybe if they're feeling the same energy. Remember, some people are a lot more sensitive than others. But, you know, if you don't feel much, that's good. That means that you're not, I won't say not connected, but you're just having, going through the ride without having the experiences. But those who are feeling energies that are kind of weird, just know that you're having help. So, Annika, I'll put you back on.
Okay, so thank you for that, getting us with the emotional clearing, the physical healing there, I hope was helping Marie R., who was also asking for a clearing for cold and virus. And also thank you for getting us heart-centered. It really is so helpful, and being more in the present moment, like you said, stabling those timelines that we're going through right now. And learning is commenting and saying, I have noticed doing the Be Here Now for others around me is more necessary. And yes, definitely, do this for other people around you. There is quite a few clearings that are actually free on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And you go up to the top there, and you will see free clearings. I'm going to the website right now so I can correctly say what's on there. So when you go to creationlightship.com, you will see recommended healings, and then underneath that, free healings. And so far we have the emergency healing now, which is fantastic for anything that you need, and use that anytime. You know, it is so helpful. The auric field protection is great to put up as an aura protection for yourself or somebody else. The Be Here in the Now that we talked about, and then the Darkness to Light clearing, the Orb clearing sample, and the Being Overwhelmed clearing, and also there's a Pain Release healing. So remember those, everyone, and they're just really, really helpful. So I hope you are all aware of that. And also there's the list of all our online healings on there too, but I actually heard a call right there, and I don't want to miss that person, so I'll get whoever's out there.
Yes, hi, Annika. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry here.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
How are you?
I've been feeling I'm doing good. I've been feeling the cords being released in the mind area and the lung area as Ron's been doing the healing.
Okay, so have you felt anything, Larry, happening in the last week with people around you acting strange or yourself changing personalities?
No, I've been feeling very healthy, very positive, and better than ever. I felt that a lot's been released, and the timelines have been releasing so much, I've been feeling very good, excellent condition, better and more aware than ever before. However, I did feel today, just about a half hour before we started the program, I did see, I was outside doing some work, and I saw a shadow. Well, I don't think it was a shadow body. I think it was a cologne body. He looked exactly like me. He had been taken out about a week ago on your program, and he tried to get in, and I said, no, don't you do that. You'll be injured. And he jumped in anyway, and I turned on the light beam, and he got burnt and seared, and he had to leave, and he said, what did you do? And I didn't say anything. I just let him go.
That's amazing,
well, that's
Larry.
Huh?
Yeah, that is really something.
Uh huh.
That so, you saw this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's all I have to report in about. Yeah.
And so, what do you feel about that, Ron? Did you have any comments? Was it something going on there that we can shed light on for Larry?
Boy, I don't know. A lot of these things, if you felt something be like a crispy critter or get burned, that's probably connecting to the aliens that are being released out of here. And so maybe that could be what I would guess it would be. You know, people had different experiences. You might find also, or you could find that you're, you know, people listening, you might have a mind loop going on, too, where you keep having repetitive thoughts sometimes as these programs are crashing, so and the parallel lifetimes are crashing. So there's a lot going on. Remember, everybody will have their own experience here. It's wonderful that you're able to stay where you are here in the now, Larry. That's great. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, that's really, really great. Thank you.
Then I had another observation, too, that if an alien would be inside of us and he has a control system and a discernment center just like we do, then if he was being controlled by the other aliens and we were being controlled by the other aliens in that same way, then he'd have to, it seems to me like he'd have to have his control system and discernment system returned to him before he could be evicted from the body into the light, and then we'd have to have our discernment center and our and also our power center, our control center, return back to us before we could be more absorbed in the light also. Isn't that basically true?
Yeah, there's different control mechanisms, or, you know, as above, so below. So just to be, you know, can't really point your finger at something because it's there's so much going on at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of what I can say. Just things are really interesting. So
yeah,
this is kind of where we are. But just you know, everybody stay centered. And, you know, like I said, if you feel people acting and responding differently, you feel things inside of you changing, and if you have the awareness that maybe you have an alien living with inside of you, which isn't always the case, but now you might know it more because you're becoming more conscious.
Uh-huh.
And at least you might feel the situations and the programs interfering with each other. So this is very, very interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to have that released if I have something like that going on. I have noticed that people have, like, an associate of mine has been very distant and really dropped off in the relationship, and I've been feeling more enlightened about things than I had before. And I guess she's, I don't know, something has been disconnecting between that person and me. So I have noticed that, more distance between me and that kind of a person in the world.
Yeah. So let's do a Be Here Now clearing to help everybody again. Here we go.
Okay.
So stronger. And again, this is free on the website. Just go to it. And I'd recommend doing this all the time. And maybe you want to, you know, stay present. And if one of your friends kind of freak out on you or something, then just put their name in too, and it'll help them and also naturally help you. Because they may not even know where they are. Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nobody knows where they are anyway. We're now in the Beyondo here. So here we go. And the Beyondo doesn't know where the Beyondo is. So stronger, here we go. Be here now. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, Annika, back to you.
Okay,
thank you.
So thank you so much. And thank you, Larry, for calling in and commenting on what you are experiencing. And I have some interesting comments also on the fast chat that I just wanted to mention, because it definitely is a lot of people noticing this. And SMS is mentioning personality changes in others for sure. Nice people acting weird, nasty people getting nice or going silent. And, yes, I have seen that myself, too. And learning is mentioning, now that I reflect back on it, there has been a sense of derealization, I think that is the word. So thank you. That's interesting comments, and, yes, I can relate. And then there is a question that I think is important to bring up. So Mary is saying, you said a while back, weeks, that Jesus does not like to be prayed to. Does he still help people? Is this a made-up Christ if he is not really helping people? Can we talk a little bit about that, Ron?
Yeah, the actual energy of Jesus left here when he, you know, left the planet, say, 2,000 years ago. And so, yes, the energy of Jesus is made up by the light of the darkness. The energy from the lightship is here now, and but the energy of Jesus is not here. The actual energy that he talked about of the second coming, we'll say, and I think I'm using the correct word on the second coming, that energy came to the graveyards about 2 years ago and took away the ghost, okay? The ghosts are the emotional bodies and the spirits of the people that believed in the Bible. Remember, your belief system stays with your spirit. And some of these people that have died, you know, over the years, you know, maybe whenever, you know, from now going back 2,000 years, who maybe believed very strongly that Jesus would come to save them at the ending of times, and the spirit stayed in the ground with the body and the bones rotting, you know, wherever they were. Those energies were released 2 years ago. That was what the light ship did. Did Jesus come to do that? No. Remember, Jesus said, I and the Father are one, which means that he was a light being from the light ship carrying the same energy. So, to answer your question more fully, is Jesus around here right now physically or energetically as a body of Jesus? No, his body was strictly a vessel. Nothing was in it except light beings. So if you're trying to take Jesus as a physical being, like you know, like your neighbor or somebody, and expecting this physical appearance to come, it will not come. It's not coming here. The lightship is here, and the lightship does not require you to pray to it. It does not pray on you, we'll say, connect to you. It's already with you. So you have that energy with you inside of yourself. So is Jesus coming? No. Is the energy here? Yes, but it's always been here in your heart center. This is where you have to go to. This is what this program is about, is to connect you to something inside of yourself and not go outside of yourself. So I hope I answered the question. If not, please even call in or just type in something else here. So the energy that is here now is from the light ship. This is why we have the website up. And this is, if Jesus was walking the earth 2,000 years ago and they had a computer, this website would probably be up the way it is right now to do clearings with people. That's what he did. So instead of doing stuff walking around from village to village, we now have the internet, and you can actually get on the website 24/7. And we're reaching more people this way. So this is the way it works. So back to you, Annika. I'd like to have another caller come in here and call in. So thank you for the question. If you do need more explanation, I'd be very happy to help you with that.
Yeah, so the call-in number again is 888-815-9756. And I noticed last week when I was listening to one of the archives, and I'm not 100% sure that I heard it right, but I think Brett was asking, and I could be wrong again, but somebody was asking about the heartache clearing and when it was going to be online. And I know it is online. And if you go to the website, creationlightship.com, and go to the a list of all our online healings, you come to the first page where it just says all healings or all clearings. I'm kind of looking at it right here. Yes, category all. And then there is a search term. And if you put heartache in there, you will get to the full life clearing for heartache. And it's a really wonderful, wonderful clearing to do. And Ron, I don't see any other real questions right now. So I don't know if you want to do a sample of something like that, or do you want to do something else, perhaps, that you would think that we need?
Let's do a sample of the robotic clearing. This is the newest clearing up. So let's do the robotic clearing for your feet. and then we'll move up maybe to your waist. So let's first do it on our toes. So let's do our left and right toes, I should say. Here we go. And we'll take off the energy that's controlling you. So in the robotic clearing, to make it very simple, you have an energy around you, much like a coat. And this coat has the interface to go from this coat to your body. And outside of the coat is where the aliens attach to the coat with cording. So this coat somehow interfaces them to you, making your body respond a certain way, and also making your brain move the body a certain way. So one way of looking at it is, if you would, like cheerleaders or people in a marching band doing the same type of movements, perfectly. You could also go into the negative aspect, look at the different soldiers that are out there doing the goose step, et cetera, and you wonder, man, these guys are really precision. How can they possibly ever do that to get maybe 1,000 people walking in unison? Well, that's the robotic program. One program is controlling everybody, and that's how it works. That's the mindset. Remember, we're in a matrix, and once they tap you into the matrix, then the aliens control you. And this is what the robotic programming does, is to release you out of that program. So we're going to work with your toes now. I'm going to count to five to release the energies from your toes. I'm going to wiggle them back and forth and just see how they feel. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we'll go to the ball of our foot, to our toes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, our arches. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is being released from you right now. And going to your heel. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And whole bottom of your foot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And top of your foot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, I don't know how long I can keep these programs off of you. But if you get relief, you may want to get the clearing. I think it's $100 for a month. So get on there and clear these things off of you. And here we go. Going up to our ankles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Up to our calves, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, knees, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we'll get up to our joints and our hips, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and down the whole leg now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So just get up right now and walk. You might feel your ankles pop, maybe your bones and your feet might pop as these programs have just been released from you, and you might feel, like you're younger. The proof's in the pudding. So just kind of see how your body is doing with this here. Like I said, at the expo, about 80% of the people raised their hand when I asked if they felt it. And they, they were kind of amazed at first when I did it, because we had a few people saying it was good. And then, naturally, some people are very skeptical. And then all of a sudden, when they can really feel the results, and they really got into it and said, wow, this is really working. So you should feel your body better. Okay. And we will do one for our shoulders. You have a request on the fast chat. So shoulders, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And I think we have the unlimited on this clearing, too, which is an additional $50 if you wish to do that, too. So, but, if you have a problem that's physical with you and you've worked on it for a long time, been to a lot of practitioners, and it just doesn't seem to work, this clearing might help you or even fix it. So let's do a clearing now for people's necks as we did the shoulders. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's turn it back over to Annika.
Okay, yeah, that is an amazing new clearing, and I just wanted to kind of briefly mention a little bit about this one. It's called the Robotic Mechanical Body Program Clearing, and you can do so much in there. You will first, for instance, enter a concern that you might have, put in a custom request, and then select a body area. And then you can also, so you can do several different, well, it's actually 21 different parts of your body, and then you have one which is an one that you can specify, which is number 22, which is others. And you can also go to step 2, which is hearing, communicating with your spirit. Step 3 has repetitive speech. Step 4, repetitive motions or actions. Step 5, repetitive thoughts, which we also mention is in the mind loop clearing that you might want to talk a bit about too. Step 6 deals with the immune system. So there could be, robotics that are controlling our immune system. Step 7, backup programs. Step 8 is a body energy shrink wrap, which is something Ron talks about sometimes. It helps keep your body energy tight to your body. And step 9 is entity removal. We also have a whole life entity removal clearing too, which Ron does online as well. Step 10, spirit retrieval, and step 11, spirit integration. And you can set your session time below in minutes, below the clearing, and you can put the timer as needed, because a lot of people that have tried this have said it could take a long time with certain parts of it. And I notice also, Ron, that the third, you can go to the different dimensions, and you've talked a little bit about this, but the dimensions that you have on here, which is that what people talk about here, but not necessarily, you know, it's just explaining something that people talk about here. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth dimension and higher. So do you want to explain that a little bit? Or shall I perhaps go into, can we jump around the robotic clearing and do different parts of the body, is from Marie R. So I'll leave it over to you, Ron.
Yes, you can. A lot of people like working with their heads first and going down, but you can go to different parts of the body. It's kind of where you choose to go. You can change the timer. You can just go in there and retype in a different time if you wish. You can make it shorter if you wish and just see how it works. You know, sometimes you might need longer times than others, but it, you know, it's defaulted to that given time there. To give you probably the most amount of time to do a clearing, okay? So, but yeah, you can't, you might even want to type in possibly 5 minutes. Just do 5 minutes for each one and just see how your body's responding to it. So you can get a, you know, a really quick sample. And you may want to do spirit infusion, after each one, or maybe do a few at a time and do spirit infusion too on it. But the whole thing is just to get you feeling better. And, remember, there's two ways to look at the clearing. The one that jumps out to you the most is maybe what you need the most, possibly, or the one that you maybe don't even think you need. Your mind might play a trick on you, and you may go, oh, I don't need that thing. You know, I'm perfectly fine there. That could be the one that you really need. So it kind of works both ways. This is why a lot of people say, you know, I don't know what I need. I know these all look pretty good, and I'm just going to start from the first one and go in sequential order and write down what I'm doing. So if I do come back to it later, which you probably would need to do, you know, through different times of the day or something, then you can just come back and, you know, start off from where you left off. So, yeah, if you do want to make the timer shorter, you can, and you're going to know how you feel. If you want to, you know, go longer, you can also. But some of these things get to be very complicated as far as time or, you know, lengthy, we'll say, not necessarily complicated, but, you know, not just one thing that you have to do, because you have to become active. The different dimensions are some of the timelines that you're stuck into, and you may want to, you know, just do where we are here first and then go on to the other ones and see how that's going to affect you. So that's about all I can say. There's no simple fix with this stuff. You know, like I said, you know, a long time ago, I initially started off with four clearings. and they were very simple. The twin flame one I love doing. I did a couple of those so far being here in New York. It's just wonderful. People get self-empowered having the twin flame energy with them and their home base, and it feels wonderful and nice and whole, you know, back into wholeness again. And that was my final clearing, which would be number four that I used to do. And now we have quite a few things. But I guess the most important thing right now is to do the Be Here Now clearing. And we'll be doing the parallel life ones coming up. So I was talking about the new clearing, which will be up hopefully within maybe a week here. The parallel life clearing, it can be added to any clearing that you have had in the past, okay? And it'll be a one-time cost for $100. So if you've done an emotional clearing or mental or whatever ones, the whole lifetime ones, then just go in there and add this one to it and just do the whole clearing over again. And you're going to be able to add this additional parallel lifetime to it, present, past, future. Right now it's still in the works here, but it's going to allow you to have a lot more versatility to that particular session. And it'll do a lot more clearing on you. And like I said, the timelines now are kind of in chaos. As the light ship is taking out the alien races, eliminating them, that are controlling the timelines, controlling the Earth spirit, you know, going into parallel lifetimes along with yourself. So this is what's happening. So if you do feel a little weird, a little odd, you change personalities, you're moody 1 minute and, you know, maybe angry and then happy the next, not knowing what's going on, that's because they're switching timelines on you. It's like a big movie a cinema. You know, you go in there and you're the star in each one of these, you know, pictures, same movie playing, and which one is really you, you know. So that's kind of it. But do the Be Here Now clearing. It always bounces back to you anyway at some point during these clearings and also during life. You know, you actually become present sometime. But look at people's eyes, and you can tell the difference. Like I talked about at the expo, the new clones, okay, we'll just change subjects here slightly. The new clones have the new glossy, very bright eyes, okay? And I think a lot of them have blue eyes. And so you look at these blue eyes, and they really shine. You think this person is really plugged in, 100% spirit energy, man. These lights are like flashlights coming out, you know, headlights out of their eyes, you know. You go, wow. Well, you can notice that they are, a little different. Their face may be perfect. They're the perfect, use the word specimen of a human. Remember, you know, the people making these clones are not going to put up an ugly clone, you know. They're going to put up one that everybody's attracted to as a role model. Because so, yeah, different alien races and different energies down in the basement and maybe even deeper, you know, experimenting with these new clones. And they probably steal technologies, information, you know. It's kind of like everything else that we have here, you know. Everybody tries to get on the top. And so they're bringing forth their perfect model to show it off. It's like a brand new car to everybody to get you to buy one, you know. And this is what I'm really afraid of at 2012, is that people may, you know, want to get a clone body. We already had that on surrogates, you know, where you, sit back and you get a brand new body, a clone body, walking around. Remember, watch this movie, people. That was a while back. You know, that imprints you like, man, my body kind of aches and, you know, I'm older and I got a few wrinkles. Well, maybe they'll have a clone store. Go to the shopping mall, and they look at you, and they give you a little shot of something or pull something out, and then you're able to view your new clone body. And then you go to your house, you put the goggles on, and your clone body now is living life with you. You know, you're doing whatever you wanted to do in the past, but you couldn't do now because you're younger. So, you know, I would say look for the new clone stores coming out, you know, and with that, you're going to probably find commercials coming out in the future, I'm guessing here, you know, for the robots, you know, become a robot person, you know, this is great, you know, robotic clone, here we go, different technologies, you know, seen that a lot. I heard a beep there. Somebody on there like to talk?
Yes.
Anybody?
Yes. Hi, Ron. It's Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Annika.
Hi.
Is this show kind of far off? Hey.
Hello?
Yeah. So how far out is this show for you?
Sorry, what did you say?
I said, how far out is this show today for you?
Well, it's far out. I actually found out about it through the event timeline. You put it on because you announced it last Monday. So, I mean, I haven't been in discernment at all. I've been actually kind of happy about it. But then I feel a lot of anxiety as well in the last week.
Yeah, that is part of the process here. So you really have to wonder.
Yeah, I felt like I was dreaming or something.
Yeah, and that is correct. Right now you were like being switched on and off in timelines, and what might have seemed real to you a minute ago may not feel real right now because the timelines are switching, okay?
Uh-huh.
A little bit of different information, so... this is kind of the way it is. It's like, you know, being on a roller coaster, being moved back and forth, up and down. And hanging on to your sanity is might be a little more harder to do at this time.
Right. Yeah, I've been feeling that too. I've mostly been feeling, I think, more just anxious that about everything. And I know my husband who... You know, he doesn't really know what's happening with all this, but he just burst into tears last night for no reason at all.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
Yep. So that's what we're dealing with, is just the uncertainty of what's going to happen is one thing, and not knowing what it is. And, you know, as these timelines, I'll use the word timeline crashing. That's about all that I can really say to be impactful right now. But as these timelines crash, so does your belief system, and also so does, you know, who you think you are. So just know that, you know, it will get better. So I'm not trying to give doom and gloom out here. This is a wonderful thing to get rid of these alien life forms that have inhabited us for so long. But, it, you know, eventually after
the... Well, yeah,
the,
I was actually glad about it, but I don't know if that was the right feeling. I felt relieved because I felt like I could actually, I didn't feel so threatened, and maybe I could come out a bit more, like, you know, that I'm calling you now and joined the Yahoo group today, and so I'm feeling better in that sense, that I can actually come out in public a bit more.
That's great.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but then I flip back into the anxiety, too, so it's just both of those.
So what we're going through, in a sense, you know, is an awakening of our consciousness, okay, that was taken from us. And in a sense, this is kind of like a pre-ascension, okay? Not that it really is, but remember, you're getting back to who you were, like the words in the Van Halen song, Love Walks In, which I have on my website. You know, the last part of it is, when silence speaks as loud as war, and earth returns the way it was before, love comes walking in. So that's where we are, and that's what's happening. So it looks like our show is getting time for a close here. So,
okay.
I'll just say,
thank you so much, Ron. Thank you.
Yes, so we'll be at the...
Bye-bye.
For calling, yes. So I'll be at the TRS Center tomorrow, which is Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So if you've seen me in New York, it's a wonderful time to get together again. And, you know, you can bring your questions forward. All my workshops and lectures, I try to gear it for people to ask me questions. So this is the way everybody learns. And that's just the way it is. You don't know what you don't know. So somebody may bring up the question that you maybe had in the back of your mind that you maybe forgot. So it's always nice to have newcomers. And I will be, I may do the Q&A coming up this Friday. I'm not sure yet, but that's a possibility. But I can't swear to it right now. But everybody, we'll just say blessings to all of you. And I'll need to get prepared for our upcoming conference call here. So do you have anything to add, Annika?
No, just thank you so much, and thank you, everyone. Great, great comments on the fast chat, too. It's a treat to read it. Thank you all.
Okay, so blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. And just know that you know, things may be a little bit rock and rolling for a while here, and that's just the way it's going to be because, you know, things are getting better. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening. Next program is on BBS is Wednesday. So thank you, everybody. See you later.
Bye.